Welcome to the Liverpool Village Oswego Street Walking Tour. The Oswego Street Walking Tour is collaboratively produced by Liverpool Public Library and the Liverpool Village Historian's Office. As you take this tour, please note that on Oswego Street, you will be seeing even numbers going uphill to the north, with the odd numbers coming back down toward the center of the village. Oswego Street has been a busy thoroughfare since Liverpool Village's beginnings in the late 1700s and early 1800s. It was an overland route that connected Liverpool's salt industry to the important port of Oswego on Lake Ontario, and until the Oswego Canal opened in the spring of 1829, it was the lifeline to the port. In 1846, the first plank road in the United States opened between Syracuse and Central Square, and was so successful for its investors that others opened in quick succession, including one from Salina to Clay via First and Tulip Streets in 1849, and Oswego Street, Oswego Road, in about the same year. Improved transportation and tolls made plank roads profitable, but maintenance was costly. Better roads in general and the railroad made plank roads obsolete, but Oswego Street, which becomes Route 57, remains a major artery in the area. The houses on this tour represent both the 19th and 20th centuries, reflecting layers of history like the rest of the village. Our tour begins just past the First Presbyterian Church of Liverpool, which is located across the corner of 3rd and Oswego Streets. Our first stop is 706 Oswego Street. This circa 1898 Queen Anne-style house was the home of Frank Boucher and his family in 1915. Frank was a blacksmith whose business was on the corner of First and Vine, today's Village Mall corner. The house may have been renovated from a much earlier structure which appears on 1860 and 1874 village maps. The next stop is 724 Oswego Street. Another Queen Anne Revival-style house, this was Dr. Wardell Engel's home. It was constructed in the late 1890s or early 1900s on the site of an earlier, much older house. Engel was a dentist who kept a laboratory and surgical equipment in the home, which also had extensive gardens on the neighboring lot. A 1915 map shows an outbuilding labeled Auto in the back of the house, a rarity at the time. A massive fire gutted the house and destroyed Engel's laboratory in 1926. The house was repaired, but Engel ironically died as a result of an auto accident in 1930. 800 Oswego Street. In 1856, this house was the residence of Daniel Sherman, who lived from 1790 to 1883, a War of 1812 veteran, his daughters Susan and Ellen, and his son-in-law Isaac Gleason, who lived from 1810 to 1886. Susan and her husband Isaac were prominent musicians at the Presbyterian Church, and Daniel was a carpenter who helped construct 807 Oswego Street across the street. He also ran a sort of taxi service, taking people to and from the train station in Syracuse, farmed a bit, and worked around the house where his family took in boarders. His daughter Ellen married wealthy Willard Gleason, Isaac's cousin, and they moved into the new house at 807, which her father had worked on. 808 Oswego Street. This ink bottle style home is one of the oldest still standing in the village, dating to about 1830. It was the home of John Boyden, who lived from 1814 to 1890, a wagon maker whose shop was at First and Tulip Streets. Later, it was the home of Harry Bond, a basket maker who sold his products from the yard of his home. 812 Oswego Street. This bungalow-style home is an example of the early 1920s mini-building boom in the village undertaken by developer A.C. Lamb of Vine Street. Houses of this same style sprang up in vacant lots here and there in the village at about the same time. The style represented a modern, affordable housing solution for young families. Because of the nature of the village, which simply evolved over time, this bungalow's neighbor at 808 is about 100 years older, and the neighboring house at 814 is at least 50 years older. 814 Oswego Street. A structure on this lot appears in an 1874 map of the village. By 1915, it was the family home of John Hurst and Anna Gerhardt Hurst, who lived over a willow shop in the back of the house until they could occupy the house. The extended Hearst family members were willow weavers who worked in the shop until 1929. The shop was donated to the village in 1991 and moved, along with its memories, to the lawn of the Gleason House at 314 2nd Street. The Hearst Willow Shop, now the Liverpool Willow Museum, was dedicated at its new location on July 4, 1994. 816 Oswego Street. This lot shows a structure on an 1860 village map. In the early 1900s, it was the home of carpenter Merton Graves. The structure in the rear may have served as a willow shop, but it is not documented as such. 916 Oswego Street. Another much renovated mid-19th century home owned by a Mrs. Ward in 1860 and Philip Furlong in 1874. Like many of his fellow villagers, Furlong was an Irish immigrant who worked in the salt yards. He died in 1891 at the age of 76 and is buried with his family in Liverpool Cemetery. 1012 Oswego Street. This house is a Sears kit house, the Conway model advertised in a 1920s Sears catalog for $1,614, with monthly payments of $30. It's one of several different Sears models in the village. The materials, complete with lumber, lath, doors and windows, moldings, flooring, hardware, and paint, were typically shipped by rail and the house constructed on site. This one dates to 1924. Cross at the 7th Street corner and walk to the top of the hill across from the fire department. 1121 Oswego Street. This Italianate-style house dates to before 1860, when it was owned by John Myers. By 1874, John had passed away, and his wife owned this block and the adjacent block at the top of Balsam and Hickory Street Hills. John Myers' father, Peter, was an early Liverpool settler who repaired salt-boiling kettles in his first street blacksmith shop in the 1830s and 40s. The house was later owned by farmer John Batzer, a German immigrant and farmer. 1013 Oswego Street. This house appears on an 1860 map of the village, but the style indicates it's even older, perhaps dating to the 1830s. In the later part of the 1800s, it was the home of Louis Getman, who lived from 1819 to 1892, who also owned several blocks bordering Hickory Street. Born in Germany, Getman grew willow for the Liverpool basket industry and was a basket weaver himself. 909 to 903 Oswego Street. These bungalows were constructed in 1929 to 1930 on former farmland. They likely were built by the same developer, A.C. Lamb, and represent an affordable and popular style of the time. 815 Oswego Street. This beautiful bungalow-style home was built in 1913 for Irving R. Gilson, who lived from 1888 to 1970, and his wife Leora, who lived from 1892 to 1983. A heating contractor, Gilson was a member of the Liverpool Board of Education, who promoted the first track and field sports in the Liverpool school system. Gilson also invented a machine gun testing device during World War II, which was used by the Brown Leip Chapin Corporation and at the Aberdeen Proving Grounds in Maryland. 807 Oswego Street. This Italianate-style frame house dates from 1857, when the front part was constructed and joined to an earlier, more modest building in the back. It was constructed for Willard Gleason, who lived from 1823 to 1883, brother of Liverpool's millionaire Lucius Gleason. From 1999 to 2018, the house was a senior living facility administered by the Liverpool Housing Authority. 801 Oswego Street. This arts and crafts prairie-style house dates to about 1915 and originally belonged to William Seiler, superintendent of the press room at the Syracuse Journal newspaper. The Syracuse Journal, originally published in 1844, merged with the Syracuse Herald in 1925 under the controlling interest of William Randolph Hearst. The Journal had the reputation of one of the strongest Republican publications in New York State. 725 Oswego Street. This brick house, which has housed a series of medical and dental offices over the years, probably dates to the mid-1920s. Two similar homes are located on Hickory and 4th Streets in the village. The style resembles certain Sears kit houses. The Sears company sold about 70,000 kit homes between 1908 and 1940. A 1927 directory lists the owner as Leonard Scherer, circa 1870 to 1950, a carpenter who constructed many village houses. Previously, Scherer constructed and lived at 514 Oswego Street, also a Sears kit house. 715 Oswego Street. This Italianate-style house has undergone many changes in the past few decades. It appears on an 1874 map, and likely the same structure is shown on an 1860 map. The style dates from the 1860s to the 1880s. It's a substantial structure for its time, but little information is available. 709 Oswego Street. Jacob Bards, who lived from 1846 to 1937, lived here in the early 1900s and possibly before. Bards was a German-born basket maker who had lived in Liverpool since 1852. His family was part of the German immigration wave in the early 1850s that brought basket making to Liverpool. The house is Greek Revival style, dating to before 1860. The Liverpool Village Historian's Office and the Liverpool Public Library are dedicated to preserving the history of Liverpool Village and the surrounding areas. The library has a collection of local history DVDs, an online collection of first-person historical interviews, a digital image collection, and other local history materials. Visit the library or our website at lpl.org for more information. Currently, the Village Historian's Office and the library also have a self-guided walking tour of Civil War veterans buried in the Village Cemetery, located off Tulip Street between 5th and 6th Streets. Developed with the Rotary Club, you can pick up the Civil War veterans gravesites in the Liverpool Cemetery booklet at the library or the Historian's Office. The Liverpool Village Museum and Historian's Office are located in the Gleason Mansion at 314 2nd Street in the Village of Liverpool, New York. The collection includes artifacts, photographs, and information about people, places, and events of Liverpool, New York. Exhibits change periodically. Information resources at the Historian's Office are open to students, family history researchers, and anyone interested in local history. The Historian also gives talks and tours to school classes and organizations. The Liverpool Willow Museum, on the lawn of the Gleason Mansion, is open on Saturdays and Sundays throughout the summer, from 2 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. Thank you for participating in Liverpool Public Library's Oswego Street Walking Tour.